USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Another major city is facing a teacher walkout. In this case, hundreds of Nashville public school teachers are absent today as 350 of them had by last evening called in sick in a protest over pay. The mayor's budget proposal outlined this week does include a 3% pay raise for teachers, but they want a 10% hike. President Trump takes a look at the huge field of Democratic candidates who want his job, and he talks about who he'd most like to face.
I'd be very happy if it were Biden. I think he did a bad job. I'd be running against
him. So you think
Obama.
He's beatable?
I just don't think he'd be a very good candidate. I mean, we'll see what happens. I'd like him to get it. I'd be happy. I'd be happy with Bernie. I personally think it's those two.
The president speaking there on Fox News. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Oh, my gut. We need to talk about something. Constipation, abdominal pain, and bloating. You tell yourself, it's not that bad. You take laxatives and modify your diet and exercise routine. But thinking about it all the time is frustrating. This doesn't have to define you. If your constipation comes back again and again and you don't know why, then it may be time to seek help. Go to ohmygut.info where you can learn more about your symptoms and get to know your gut. That's ohmygut.info. ohmygut.info.
The best sleep of my life has been since I got a MyPillow and since I got my Giza Dream sheets. I have to tell you, I've slept in some great hotels in my time, but nothing like these Giza Dreams sheets. Now go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams Sheet Special. You'll find out all about them and use my promo code USA to get 30% off and free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams Sheet Special, use my promo code USA.
President Trump says the U.S. remains fully behind the people of a Central American nation currently in chaos.
What's happening in Venezuela said.
President Trump discussing the volatile situation in Venezuela in an exclusive interview with Fox News.
When you look at 20 years ago, it was one of the wealthiest countries in the world, if you think about it. And now they don't have food and they don't have water and people are dying from hunger. It's a very, very serious situation.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
Republicans disagreeing with Nancy Pelosi's claim that Attorney General William Barr lied to lawmakers. The House GOP leader Kevin McCarthy telling reporters that he thinks Barr has been very transparent about the final report from Special Counsel Robert Mueller. In an earlier briefing, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said Barr lied to Congress, adding if anybody else did that, it would be considered a crime. The new Miss USA is Miss North Carolina, 28-year-old lawyer Chelsea Christ, and this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
An execution in Georgia overnight. The Georgia man convicted of killing his ex-girlfriend and another woman put to death as Scotty Morrow was executed for the two murders and before he died expressed regret for the 1994 killings, apologizing to the families of the two women. He also shot another woman in that attack, although she survived. He ended up being killed overnight by lethal injection. The editorial page editor of the New York Times is recusing himself from all coverage of the 2020 presidential election. That after his brother entered the race. James Bennett's the brother of Colorado Senator Michael Bennett, who is yet another Democrat who announced candidacy yesterday. Senator Bennett, the 21st Democrat candidate in the race. His brother James Bennett at the Times says he will let his two deputies make all op-ed decisions on 2020 coverage for as long as his brother remains in the race. And the actor behind the original Chewbacca in Star Wars has passed away. Peter Mayhew was a hospital orderly when he tried out for that role of the Wookiee. His 7-foot-3-inch frame helped him land that job pretty quickly. He returned to his job as a hospital orderly until the release of Return of the Jedi, when he was able to make a living as a fan favorite on the convention circuit. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.